afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Tuesday, August 7th, 2018. Hello, Butch.
Hello, Miss Melody. How are you?
I'm just fantastic. Thank you very much.
I know you are. I know you are. I'm a little sad today. You know why?
Why is that?
I got to take my grandson back to the airport tomorrow and fly back to Colorado tomorrow. He's been here 2.5 months. He's got to go.
Aw, I bet he's going to miss you, too.
We've had a great summer. He worked 2 jobs, but we had a lot of time to do other things. Been fishing and different things. So, anyway, it's going to be kind of sad and quiet around here.
Why? Quiet with you around there? I don't know about that.
But, you know, it's amazing. Time goes by so quickly. You know, he came in here about 2.5 months, and he said, "Papa, that's a long time." He said, "You know, I was wrong. I took it for granted. Shouldn't have done that. Flew by." So, you know, and being 17 years old, time doesn't mean a lot sometimes. But the 2.5 months flew by very quickly.
Well, I think time overall is just speeding up, and you're right. The youth, the millennials, whatever you want to call them, the younger generations, you hear them say it all the time. Time is just going by so quick. And when I was young, when I was in my early 20s, I don't ever remember saying that.
I don't either.
Just dragged by.
I remember going to school and especially during hunting season. I'd go in the fall and the day was forever, because as soon as I got out of school, I'd go to the woods. Back then, we could take guns with us at school, and I'd go change clothes in the bathroom and get my shotgun and go out the door from my school and go hunting. And the day lasted forever then. Now it's like a heartbeat.
So. Well, gold had a little bit of a heartbeat today. It's in the New York spot price after market, looking at $290 for gold at 12.11.10. We were higher earlier in the day. We had a 12.14, almost 12.15 day for gold, but of course it settled back. Silver was up 7 cents at $15.43 for silver, up 0.07 cents. Platinum was up $8 today at $833. Palladium was up one at $911. The USDX today is trading a little bit weaker, 95.19, down 0.19. Crude oil was higher by 6 cents at 69.07. And the paper markets today were once again on a, you know, on their own little high. That's what it is. You know, the stock market's on its own little high. It's up 127 points today at 25,629. The NASDAQ is up 23 at 7,883, and the S&P was up 8 at 2,858. 10-year yield up 0.04 at 2.97%. Let's see. The euro was a little bit stronger. Hong Kong is the one that took off. It was up 1.5% overnight. And, you know, there was also Bitcoin is still trading below 7,000. So it's an interesting day, and which I cannot remember a time when we've had so many negative headlines. I mean, it truly seems that the world has gone insane.
Yes,
and,
it has.
And, you know, the big news, of course, is the media. And there was a report today, it was actually yesterday, I don't know if you saw this one, where you have Facebook, not only are they eliminating accounts, and they're actually pushing back against this report that was in the Wall Street Journal on Monday. But the Wall Street Journal said that the company was asking major banks to provide private financial data.
Yep, I saw that. Yes.
And the social media giant has reportedly had talks with J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, U.S. Bancorp to discuss proposed features, including fraud alerts and checking account balances via Messenger.
And what business it is of theirs? What business is it of Facebook?
It just... You're right. I mean, what gives them, and where's the outrage?
Oh, there is none.
There isn't any.
There is none. That's part of the insanity. You know, in Deuteronomy 28, verse 28, the Lord God said that when the people forgot him, that he would smite them with madness. It's insanity. Everywhere you turn, it's insane. And I'm sitting back thinking, I've been in this world almost 70 years. And it wasn't maybe normal back in the 50s, but compared to today, it was paradise. What happened?
But you know what I can remember too, and you know, you're older than I am, so you might be able to correct me.
Just by 6 months.
There was always a generation gap. But now there is no gaps. It isn't just the older generation not understanding what the youth is doing. It's everyone. Everyone is acting insane, and it affects everyone, and which is different than it was.
Well,
the
people in the 30s and 40s still think they're 17.
Is that
you
what
ever
it
notice
is?
That the parents are acting as strange as children are.
Yeah, that's my point.
It's unbelievable.
There's no gap, and maybe we've been brainwashed to think that the 70 is the new 30, and maybe that's why.
In our dreams. But you know, it's just amazing to me that you get downtown, you see a mom and a daughter, the way they dress, you can't tell them apart.
You can't.
You know, and the modesty in a lot of places went out the window. So I don't know. You're right, but again, it just fulfills Scripture. It does, and it's just insanity. And part of being in hell, and the Bible says Psalms 9:17, all nations forget God, turn into hell. Part of being in hell, I would think, would be the insanity. Nothing around you makes any sense any longer. Nothing really goes together like it should as a whole. Now, thank God there's some pockets of we'll say common sense, and when you meet a few good people. But as a nation, as a world, nothing makes sense like it used to. It's all out of kilter.
And by design, by just growth, by just, or is it just the... where we're at between the higher planes of evil?
I suppose, but it is bothering me, and I know it's part of the mind numbing and dumbing down America. Charlotte Isby's book entitled "The Deliberate Dumbing Down America." But on top of that, the education system, of course, public education made fools out of all of us, and that's a fact. And of course, the fluoride in the water, and people say, "Oh, well, no, all that adds up." And the lack of common sense, just common sense that you see in the people today, this kind of makes it all come together in one big glob of insanity, and nothing really fits any longer like it used to. The people no longer actually get angry about anything that I can see, unless you take away their benefits, or when you have the Patriot Prayer Movement in Oregon met, and the OA were attacked by the Antifa. Now that makes them angry, but you can take away, you can dumb down the children, you can turn the children into homosexuals and lesbians. Don't bother. Just don't someone say anything about Christ or Jesus or anything to do with that side, because they will not tolerate that. Everything else they'll tolerate, no problem. That part they won't tolerate.
Well, you know, recently with the headlines, we see how, you know, all these social networks are cutting down. They're clamping down on information. They're blocking Republican candidates' ads. They're suspending libertarian accounts. I mean, it's, you know the Democrats are circulating plans for government takeover of the internet. You know, Republicans, I saw a percent, was it like 43% who want Donald Trump to shut down all the media?
Control the media. Absolutely. Yeah, and whether you like Alex Jones or not, they're coming down on him like a ton of bricks. Now, whether you agree with it or not, that's not the point.
The point
of it is that they're cracking down on everyone, and it's going to get much, much, much worse. There's coming a time, Melody, when an old hick like me on the radio nights is not going to be able to get on the radio without being fined and jailed. In Canada, They already arrest preachers for preaching against homosexuality. It's called a hate crime. It's coming here real soon. And anything that the politically correct don't agree with, I don't care what it is, you're going to be in trouble. Now, that is, it's coming. It's already started. It's just going to get much worse.
It is. I was reading an article this morning on China on how they are cracking down on Christianity.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's like, oh, well, that's China. That's not. No, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this is all happening for a reason. It's all happening for a purpose. And it's just like we could just sit back and watch it happen, really. Those that are aware and don't become caught up into the sensationalism. I mean, that's not even the right word, but it's... If you get caught up into it, you become part of it. And there's some of us who watch it happen as it's unfolding. And I don't know, Pastor Butch,
well,
it's frightening.
If you have any sense of normalcy left in yourself as individuals, if you have any sense of normalcy or any sense of common decency left in you, this kind of shocks you. I read a statement. I put it in my Bible here. Francis Schaeffer, you may or may not remember him. He's from Russia. He spoke back in the 70s about what happened in Russia. And this is what he said back in the 70s, Melody. There are times in which anyone with a shred of moral principle should be profoundly angry. We live in such times. This has been 50 years ago. What if he were alive today to see what's going on today?
There's a lot of angry people out there, and I don't think it's because of them being moral.
No, they're not. They're angry, but they're angry for the wrong reasons.
For their own reasons.
You know, and that's just the way it is. And we no longer seem to bother anybody. You know, I just read an article kind of ties in with, you know, in Chicago, Obama's so-called birthplace, ha ha ha. And they actually had Obama Day here the other day. But 59 people shot and 8 dead in Chicago since this past Friday. And I'm thinking, in Chicago, it can't be true, Melody, because they don't have guns there. They're outlawed there. So how are people shot and killed in a city where no guns are allowed? Explain that to me.
You know, I was listening to a talk show this morning. It was just a local talk show while I was driving to the post office, and they were talking about this exactly. And you know, they were trying to say that you know, people in Chicago are getting their weapons from the surrounding states because they're a little more you know, weapons are a little more readily available. But the one guy says you can walk into Chicago and they have the strictest laws, gun laws in this country. He says you can be there 20 minutes and get a gun. He says that's how easy it is.
They're not stupid. They know what they're doing. Guns are not the problem.
Nope.
It's the people that are the problem. And if the good people would stand on their hind feet and tell them, we're going to own guns, and we're going to defend our families. You bring these gangs in this town, there's going to be warfare. And I know it's coming that. I don't want to see it happen. But I promise you, we're going into a hot fight one day. It's going to be a civil war here. Because people are going to get mad enough on both sides. They're going to start shooting. Because it seems like there's no way to reason anymore with anybody. It's either all or nothing. And so there's no more reasoning from common sense any longer.
And the sad thing of it is half the people that are so angry don't even really know what they're angry about.
No, they don't.
It's just like, oh my gosh.
They don't.
Insanity.
Well, you wonder where a lot of them even get their thoughts from and how they even reason with it. You know, people tell me, well, you know, you got, for example, you have to have somebody in government that's non-biased. They can't be Christian or atheist or what, or humanist. I said, wait a minute. That's impossible. There's no such thing in this world as a non-biased person. Everyone has a thought process. Everyone has their own, I guess say, their own theology, if you will, or their own values they live by. Whether they're based on God or not makes no point. Everyone has their own philosophy of life, and that philosophy is what governs what they say and do and how they act, whether they be a judge or whatever. There never is any such thing as a non-biased person, Melody. Everyone is biased. Period. That's it. It's impossible to be neutral. You have a mind that was shaped by something over the years. You cannot be neutral in this. You may be a humanist, maybe an atheist, maybe a Christian. I can't be neutral and non-biased. I'm going to judge from God's word. So there's no such thing as a non-biased person. And so people get their thoughts and philosophies from wherever they get it from. And a lot of them don't go beyond what their little narrow ideas of what they think is right and wrong. And if my time on, it just blows up.
Well, there's no critical thinking anymore in this country.
No, there's not.
You know, they just go along with... last night I watched an interview of... Cuomo was interviewing... the woman's name. Rosie O'Donnell. And... I mean, she just sat there and lied. And I was surprised that he actually stuck up and says, well, that's not the truth. This is the truth, and this is, you know, for this one particular instance. I mean, she's out there, so they're out there singing in D.C. or something like that, and it's just like, and people don't even think about what she was saying.
No.
She didn't have a clue what she was talking about, except that she didn't like Trump.
Well,
period.
You know, she's a sexual deviant anyway, so you can't really trust them. They're not in their right mind. They are insane, or they wouldn't be that way in the first place.
And this is the people watch this, and they don't. Go Rosie, and they don't even think about what these people are saying. It's.
Well, it is what it is. You're telling the truth. You really are. You know, when we see, again, more and more insanity, we see all things come together in the day, and this, in a sense, ties into it. I mean, you probably saw this. The nation is crumbling in every way possible. And again, I always say this. It's a moral basis. Without a moral foundation, nothing, including finances, ever lasts. And I guess you probably saw this, but the people of our age and older, 65 and up, are declaring bankruptcy in droves. It's three times higher than it was back in 1991. People at our age that are trying, have worked all their lives trying to plan things, and they find out the dollar doesn't go as far, and they're losing their homes, they're losing everything. Now that is really sad. Really sad.
It truly is. It's because, you know, they've had cutbacks, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday. They have their cutbacks in their pension plans. They have unexpected medical expenses, inflation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you add all these property taxes. You know,
This has been a five-fold increase. By the way, we're going to go to break a second. After that, I'm going to show you something about property tax, man, too, that you're going to love, because you and I love property tax. We know we do.
Oh, okay. you got me going. You're going to get me going.
Good.
We'll
sick them, girl. Sick them.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, in just a few short minutes. And thank you for listening and listening to Financial Survival.
We will find you acting on your best behavior.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and this program is, of course, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. And, of course, Discount Gold and Silver Trading couldn't bring this program to you if it wasn't for you, because it is your support and your purchasing of gold and silver through Discount Gold and Silver that allows us to put funds back into this program and many other programs that are on shortwave and other places. So we do thank you, and you've always been there for us, and it's a great time to be adding gold and silver to your portfolio. Prices are low, and I know you keep hearing us harp on this day in and day out, and prices are, you know, buy low, sell high. We tell it to you every day, 5 days a week, and it's things are going to get nuts and crazy, and it will eventually follow through to your money, because that's the bottom line. That's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. As far as I'm concerned, I think this country is desperate. I think you've got governments around the world that are desperate to keep their economies going. It's yes. All part. People are not succeeding. People don't have, they're working more and more and purchasing less and less. I mean, I saw an article. I didn't have a chance to bring it to the program today, but half of American households, they're poorer than what they were before the Great Recession. You know, but yet we're told this is the greatest thing we ever had. Tax cuts was the greatest thing we ever had. Yeah, for some, but not for a lot of Americans. Well, and yeah, like you hear the Democrats saying that for different reasons.
Well, don't worry. Bernie Sanders is going to save us. He'll save us all. Don't worry about today, that. He's back to relax.
And it will be interesting to see how these elections turn out tonight. There's a couple of them going across the country, and that little Democratic socialist gal from New York, I think she's supporting four of them. She's backing four of them, and so it'll be interesting to see how that fares. I hope it doesn't fare well, but
time will tell on that, as always. But I would like to see the article. Remind me to look that up sometime, what she just said. That'd be an interesting article. But I got to share this, because this is important. It affects everybody. It does. Because they call it a stealth mortgage on your house. And people say, what do you mean by stealth mortgage? My house is paid for. Well, listen to this, Melody, because I think you're not going to like it, but you're going to be glad you heard it. Money manager Rob Arnott and finance professor Lisa Mulbrook have brought the numbers on underfunded pension plans and come up with an interesting and highly concerning new angle. Now, folks, listen to this. It's important. That they impose a stealth mortgage on homeowners. Here's how the Wall Street Journal reported today. Most cities, counties, and states have committed taxpayers to significant future unfunded spending. This mostly takes the form of pension and post-retirement health care obligations for public employees, a burden that averages $75,000 per household, but exceeds $100,000 per household in some states. Many states protect public pensions in their constitutions, meaning they cannot be renegotiated. Future pension obligations simply must be paid either through higher taxes or cuts to public services. Is there a way up for taxpayers in states that are deep in the red? Milton Friedman famously observed that the only thing more mobile than the wealthy is their capital. Some residents may hope they can avoid the pension crisis by decamping to a more fiscally sound state. But this escape may be illusionary. Now, this is really important. I hadn't even thought about this. State taxes are collected on four economic activities: consumption, which is sales tax, labor and investment, which is income tax, and real estate ownership, which is property tax. The affluent can escape sales and income taxes by moving to a new state, but real estate stays behind. Property values must ultimately support the obligations. Now, this is important. Property values must ultimately support the obligations that politicians have promised, even if those obligations aren't properly funded, because real estate is the only source of state and local revenue that can't pick up and move elsewhere. Whether or not unfunded obligations are paid with property taxes, it's a property that backs obligations in the end. I hadn't thought about that, Melody. They may not raise the taxes on income or sales taxes, but my property taxes went up again this year, and that's a fact.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
That's a fact. I hadn't thought about that. Talk about a sneaky, underhanded, conniving, surefire way of getting the money, because if you don't pay your property taxes, you don't have a place to live. Now, is that really, really?
Yeah.
I mean, really? I hadn't thought about that. Don't raise income taxes. People will see that. Increase your prop tax. They don't think about, well, I'll go to public schools. Bull. And if it did, I'd say bull, because I hate public schools. But this is what we're facing. And it didn't dawn on me. Can you imagine the billions and trillions of dollars raised on prop tax in this country and how much of it's wasted anyway? But now they're talking about raising again to pay pensions in states? Melanie, they kind of own us lock, stock, and barrel, don't they?
They do. I mean, you know, if you own property, you're basically, well, you don't. You don't own property anymore.
No, you don't.
The government owns it. As long as they can tax it, the government owns it.
But, you know, all of our lives, when I was growing up, people had the dream of owning a little piece of America. Owned their homes, right? Owned their homes. They got a home and they owned a little piece of land. That never was true, but it's gotten much worse. Sometimes I think renting may be smarter than buying. Because the time you pay maintenance and taxes and all the things you do with the property that you do own, you're not much better off if somebody pays $500 a month rent a year.
Well, you know, they fed us this line that, you know, you owning your home, the American dream, owning your home, that your property values will always appreciate. But that's really not true.
No,
I mean,
it's not.
I learned, and even Bob Chapman, he used to say, no, your home is a depreciating asset. You know, because you do have to the upkeep, the taxes, and if you bring in all these things, you know, it doesn't matter where the value of your house goes to. You know, I mean, you still have all the upkeep and so forth, and it truly is a depreciating asset overall. Well, but, you know, the importance of keeping all these home values is so high is because they get to tax it at those higher values, you know.
Well, of course. Just, well, that inflation puts the value up. Although value doesn't change, inflation does. So it puts you in a higher tax bracket. Inflation is a secret way to tax people.
Yep.
And yet, see, nobody gets mad about that. You hear somebody might know it, they may say it like we are right now, they may talk about it. But when's the last time you saw somebody get up and speak about that to a politician and say, you're killing us through inflation? When's you ever heard somebody ask that question? Anybody, even Trump, you know, inflation's eating us alive, sir. What can we do to stop that? How about going back to real money?
Real money is the only thing that's going to stop it.
Exactly. But do you ever hear anybody ask Trump that or anybody else?
Nope. You know, and that's the problem, and that's why I believe these governments are desperate, because they don't talk about it, because no one asks the questions. And eventually these issues will be addressed one way or another, and it's not going to be pleasant. Even Jamie Dimon, he's out there touting how great these tax cuts reforms were and everything like that, and then his next breath is, well, you know what, you know, the stock markets have never been in this situation before. We don't know what's going to happen, because you have so much of these shares that are purchased by, you know, these multinational corporations. It's just, there's no reality in these markets. And he says, we're in a place that we've never been before. Now, how secure do you feel with your money sitting there in your pension plans and your savings accounts?
Well, you don't, and I don't. I don't think anybody really does. I don't believe that. Yeah, I mean, I don't. And I was talking to my brother today. My brother's just a year younger than I am. He talked about him. He semi-retired about the same time I did. He said when he first retired, he was doing pretty well. He said, but in the last 7 years, it's caught up to him financially. It's getting tight. Nothing changed. He didn't buy a new home. He didn't buy a new car. He didn't do any of that stuff. Inflation caught up to him. Now, that's something to think about.
Well, he's one of those half. He's one of those half of the American households are poorer than they were before the Great Recession.
Absolutely, but see, the tax cut didn't do him a lot of good. I don't know it done me a lot of good. I can't see any difference, to tell you the truth.
No, so, and it did it create some jobs? Probably, but I don't think the number of jobs that were created actually offset those who truly benefited, the multinational corporations. What about the wealthy and the estate tax? You don't hear anybody talking about, the estate tax. Look how many billions of dollars were saved by the estate taxes to these billionaires and... We don't have any trillionaires yet, but look how many billions of dollars the billionaires saved because of the changes in the estate taxes.
Well, Apple's a trillion-dollar company now.
Yes, it is.
It is. You know, a 4.1% growth rate last month sounds, and I'm not knocking it, great. I mean, great, really, I'm so glad. But this past month was a big slump in lumber futures because... People, construction spending is going down so quickly. Really, I mean, it's been the lowest since June 2000. So, okay, great. We've seen a 4.1% increase. That's wonderful. But construction jobs are dropping off, and housing is dropping off. Doesn't anybody see there's something behind this? There's a sign there somewhere, Mel. There's something here that's not right. The economy's got, 4.1%, a bunch more jobs last month. I mean, really, a lot of jobs come up last month. But buildings dropping off. I mean, it's slumping. Older people are declaring bankruptcy at a fivefold increase since 1991. What is it? Somebody explain to me how this doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you look at the 4.1 GDP numbers, a lot of it was due to the soybeans, the extras that were purchased prior to the tariffs taken into effect. There's a lot of business inventory that was purchased because of the same reasons. So it wasn't the general economy. And people might say, well, it doesn't really matter. It's not the general economy. It's overall. But no, it is a general economy. Because that's you and me.
It is.
It's everybody else out in this country.
My GDP. My GDP didn't go up 4.1% last month. Did yours?
I don't think most of Americans did either.
No, it didn't.
So it's, it's so clear, but yet so cloudy for so many, because all they see is the stock market, and they're feeling good.
Well, that's to those that maybe are investing in the stock market, but I know people personally that are not having a great time. They're not starving, but they're hanging on. Hanging on. I've had some tell me, good people that support this radio show when they can, said there are months we can't send anything, Pastor, called we can't even meet our bills. I mean, that's sad. It breaks my heart. These people want to do what's right. And we had one guy said $1. Maybe $1 a week or every 2 weeks. I don't know how long it comes in here. But he said, I would love to send you thousands of dollars, but I can't even meet my bills. Now, the man is in his 80s. What's he going to do? You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And that's why property taxes, it's amazing that these people can stay in their homes.
To keep going up, they won't.
They won't. I know.
I had a guy I knew years ago named Ed Brown. You may remember him. Ed and his wife, I forget her wife's name, were protesting and fighting the IRS. They end up there in jail right now. Ed and Elaine Brown. But in New Hampshire, they had a nice home. There's a three-story home. But do you know that they paid? Now, this is a true story. They had a big window in the front of the house looking over the mountains. They paid a $4,000 a year view tax. Now, that's the truth. In New Hampshire, you pay a view tax. That is
here,
insane.
View this.
Exactly. this is unbelievable, but this is actually going on. So, again, people like the fellow that helps us with a dollar a week or two. In his 80s, he has no place to go. He has no way to find a job at his age. He's not getting a pay increase. tax cut didn't make a bit of difference to him. The 4.1 GDP didn't change a thing in his life. He's still barely paying the bills.
Yeah.
Now, that to me, that really bothers me, because he worked all his life. You know, so I don't want to say. I mean, I go on with that for everybody. It just makes me angry. But, you know, Mattress Firm, the largest U.S. mattress retailer giant in the country, is going broke. They're bankrupt. I mean, I can't. Why? If everything's great, why? Well, these people buying online. That may be. But they're going to shut down 3,000 stores. They're losing money in 3,000 stores, I should say. And if only 10 people work there, we know it's more than that, but if 10 people work there, that's 30,000 people out of jobs. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just looking at the wrong way. I wish somebody would call and tell me, hey, you know, preacher, you missed this, because I'm not seeing it. Maybe you are, but I'm not.
Well, they always blame this online selling and so forth. I mean, why would anybody buy a mattress online?
How do you buy that? Know? I mean, yeah, really.
Well, let me see how I feel. But the problem is these companies are just, they got too far in debt. They can't handle their debt. And they have interest rates that rise. And they can't refinance the debt because the rates are higher. And that's what it's all about. I mean, they're looking, I think they're owned by a South African company.
Yeah.
And they're trying to restructure the debt. But I mean, that's what it's all about, is the debt. So they're not any different than this country. It's going to be the debt. They're going to restructure the debt in this country. We're bankrupt. Period.
Have been for a long time.
Get used to it. We got debt we can't pay. And they're going to restructure it. So all of a sudden your bonds that are listed in almost every pension, your treasuries that are listed in every pension fund across this country by, what, a third perhaps?
Yep.
May as well be wiped out.
But just stopping that, ask yourself this.
Don't think they won't do it.
Oh, they will do it. But can you imagine that in today, right now, you and I are probably talking to people that if something happened, God forbid, they lose 20%, 25% of their monthly earnings coming in. That would put them under. They would go under. I mean, if you say you get $2,000 a month and somewhere or another you lost $400 or $500 a month, would that be a big chunk to people that, you know, are, I mean, would that hurt? Of course it would. And can it happen? Yeah, it can happen, but sometimes it doesn't happen with a direct hit. It's called 10% a year inflation or more. It may take it longer to get to 500, but it'll still get there, won't it?
Absolutely.
Now, folks, you need to think about this. This is for real. Gold and silver may be up and down in what we call value because the dollar fluctuates around it. But gold and silver is never worth nothing. The dollar will be.
Hey, we're heading into the break, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
I need to hear it just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul, and we're talking about the Mattress Firm, 3,000 locations closing.
Going under.
You're right. Yeah, going under.
So sad. And you know, this is a different topic, but something I think we need to discuss anyway. We all know that Venezuela has been going through hell financially, literally. I mean, really badly. We know that even San Juan, the one of the major cities in the country, goes electricity sometimes 24 hours a day. Did they get their rice and electricity? Water, running water comes through once a month. Now, folks, think about that. And just the other day, do you think that they actually did try to kill the president, Melody, with that drone? Do you think what do you think it was all about?
You know what? I really don't know. I mean, I can see them trying to take him out, and I can also see him using, you know, whatever the situation was to push that. But he did look pretty frightened. And his military, the way they reacted, it really did seem like it was real.
Well, I know they said they arrested, was it a half dozen people now, or eight people that mm-hmm. was connected with that, thought?
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I mean, and I can see that it could happen, and he certainly hadn't done a very good job taking care of the country, although he admitted socialism has failed in Venezuela. What's that going to change? I have no idea. You know, maybe he's changed his mind on that one, wants to be a capitalist now. Maybe it's our socialist side wouldn't take him out. Who knows? But that did seem strange. That drone blew up right on top of his head there. I mean, that wasn't an accident. That was not an accident. That drone blew up where it's supposed to for some reason. It had to. Well, I mean, why was it carrying explosives in the first place?
Yeah. It's pretty bizarre. But I mean, that's what drones are for, right?
Well, the U.S. is going to start using them to kill people. They have for a while. And the U.S. is going to start making personal drones to take out one person at a time, actually. That's coming. That was already decided. DARPA is working on it. They're going to take out people with a drone. And, you know, a drone is pretty hard to defend against. You realize that. Especially when they have them now so small, they can come in like a bee or a fly. You don't even know what they are until they sting you and you're dead. Mm-hmm. Now, these are all real things. And I'll make none of this up, folks. You check it out for yourself. These are real, real weapons. So I don't know. It's just almost eerie. It's scary to think how far we come with technology that could have been used for so many wonderful things. But every time they invent something that could be good, they turn to the evil side also. TV, radio, internet. A lot of good, Mel, they can come out of those if you let them. But what does it eventually turn to? Especially a TV set today. My goodness, the TV anymore, and it's not fit to watch. You know that also.
Yes, I do. You know, it's more money, more money, more money. And and that's what it's all about. And, you know, we talk about people, and we talk about, you know, that, you know, half of them are, you know, not any better than what they were since the Great Recession of 2008. But yet, no one seems to go without. And it seems like there's plentiful of money floating around to some degree. So, it's just one of these questions that it's, You know, people in this country, we've had it good for so long, and I think we've lost sight of, you know, maybe perhaps the consequences that we're going to face because we really didn't take care of what was important.
Well, Venezuela went through the same thing.
Yeah.
They were wealthy beyond mean. They were wealthy beyond words. They were the wealthiest nation in South America. And now they have literally nothing. And they followed socialism. Sounded good. It did. And it paid good for a while. But socialism will run out. And I get tickled. People say, well, you know, America's going socialist. America's not going socialist. America already is socialist with a fiat currency. So it's not going to last. It can't last. It's impossible. It is impossible for a nation like this to last financially or other way. It's just going to collapse. I don't know how or when. I don't know what it's going to do. I don't know that. But it's going to happen, Melody. Unless you have real assets, what you have in your bank, and your bank account, and stocks and bonds, you just want to take them down and start a fire with them, because that's all they're good for.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we're going with that forever, but that's just the way it is.
What's next?
You probably saw this too, but this is on Zero Hedge, by the way. I'm not making this up. This is for real. We've heard about the problems with Germany and Switzerland, other nations, and Austria with the illegal immigration, how they're getting angry now at the leaders finally, and Merkel's in trouble, I guess, politically. We'll find out. The German government, now listen to this, is paying for refugees to return home for 3-week vacations. I'm serious. The gentleman wrote this article, said, I am in Germany on business and did not see the place overrun with refugees as on my last trip. So now he saw me before, not this time. He said, so I made some inquiries. To my complete astonishment, the German government is actually giving refugees 3-week paid vacations, including airfare, back to the very countries that they claim they're fleeing from because it's unsafe. So in other words, despite claiming their lives will be at risk if they were forced to return home, the government is paying them for vacation to the very place they claim to be fleeing. You just cannot make up such a completely insane government policy. I know someone who works with the refugees said they confirm they are on vacation back home. Therefore, asylum seekers are nonetheless returning to their homeland for a short time. Melanie Cederstrom, what in the world is going on here? The government pays for this. Guess who pays the government?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Germans
don't seem to mind, do they?
Would we mind? I don't know. Used to be, I think so, but now we have liberal morons, and I'm not picking on ladies, but a couple of them are ladies are so stupid they don't know how they even scratch where it itches. You know, are wanting to do away with ICE and wanting to do all and wanting us to do more to help the refugees. They want to get rid of DACA that they tried to overturn. They want to get it back and reinstated. And of course, under Obama, they started arresting parents, separating from children, and all caught up with Trump in there, apparently. They all blame on him. They started long before he's in office. And I keep asking people this. Since when do criminals have a right to spend time with their children? How will you send criminals to jail with a bank robber or a murderer or whatever? How do you do that? How do you explain that to anybody with the common sense? How do you do that? I don't care if the parents are here seeking asylum. I understand their pain. But you still can't come across and be illegal, not undocumented, but illegal, and expect the same to walk across the border as free people. I mean, Melody, this is such, to take such a low degree of common sense to see that, I'm amazed that people that look intelligent will be so stupid.
I mean, this is like grade one, you know, what is the difference between legal and illegal? Why is it such an issue? And I get the reasons how they use it. I get that. Legal, illegal. What don't you understand about that? It's like hot and cold. Do you not know the difference? I mean, it truly is. And I saw the judges reverse DACA.
Yes. Yes.
Of course, reverse DACA.
You know, and you wonder, of course, the news media, and that's all news media. I don't care. I haven't seen any yet in the main line. Not even Fox, who covers these stories in fairness.
No,
they're biased against anything that, even though I'm not bragging on Trump all the time, but Trump's tried to do some things right, I believe, and try to make things work. But they're biased against him. So the people that don't actually study things out believe what the dopeheads on TV tell them, and actually think that it's all good news and it's all telling the truth. Melody, I don't know, the people of this country, and there's 330 million people in this country, and 30 million illegals, we know that for sure, but probably half of them are 50 and under, I would say, maybe in that area. But stop and think, in the last 50 years, how much, well, in the last 40 years, how much things turned around in this nation. And so people that were in their 30s and 40s and under never knew what we knew. So they can't reason from the same thing we are, because they never saw it. They don't know it. It's like losing a right that you didn't know you had. How do you know you lost it if you didn't know you had it? That makes sense?
Absolutely, it makes sense. I didn't think about it there for a minute, but yeah, you're absolutely correct.
So if things that we did back in the 50s and 60s took for granted as far as being a free people, and illegals were actually controlled, that over the last 40 years, they've eased that in a little bit of time and took away, you and I see rights being lost from 50 years ago, but people 40 and under don't know they ever had those rights. You know how young people look at me when I tell them I used to take a gun with me to school, and boys had guns in back of the trucks all day long, parked on campus. No one ever, you know, was ever bothered. You know how they look at me now? They're like, where are you from? You know, what planet are you from? I tell them we used to take a gun literally inside grade school and put it behind the door in the principal's office. We put it on a school bus, leave it on a bus all day long, and that gun never shot anybody. And get back on the bus with their friends, go home with them after school, and go hunting together. Now, they don't know that that's not wrong, not the children do anymore, because they never had that right to do that, privilege to do that. So they don't know they lost it. They didn't know it existed. Now, that's how it works. It's a slow process of dumbing down the people to accept whatever you want to accept a little bit of the time. You follow what I'm saying on that?
Absolutely. And you know what we lost? We truly lost the connection to being one.
Yes.
We lost connection from the Constitution. We lost, you know, even when you hear these people on mainstream media talk, it's, you know, they talk about them and us and their values or their thoughts, and it's about this country.
Yes.
And we've lost that, and they truly did divide us. And why doesn't anyone ever talk about, it's like, you know, when instead of hating each other and fighting, and I get it's all agenda, and you know, I get
sure.
all propaganda and all that, and I get that. But it's like, doesn't it ever dawn on them that we're all Americans?
Yeah, well, not anymore, you know. We have Afro-Americans, we have white Americans, we have Italian-Americans, we have Native Americans, but then we're not Americans any longer. We're not the same now. We're all different. That's how they divide us. When I was in the Air Force in Vietnam and Thailand places, there weren't any Native Americans or white Americans or black Americans. We were all Americans. We were there
all
together.
Americans.
That's the way it worked. And if you wore our uniform, you were on our side. That's just the way it was. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
One more thing about Germany I got to get on, because I think you find this interesting. Now, this is the truth. This is the truth. Migrant urges Germans, Austrians to give refugees their homes and money. And I'm dead serious about this. A Syrian refugee living in Austria, Ares Bako, has suggested in an open letter published in the daily newspaper QE24 that ordinary Austrians and Germans should participate in the integration process of migrants. According to him, integration requires both sides to work, meaning that Germans and Austrians should take the refugees into their homes as well as to live and go out with them. Austrians have to take refugees into their own homes. This benefits both sides. Integration works when refugees live with Austrians. They can talk, or an Austrian can read an official letter to a refugee and explain it in a simple language. They can go outdoors or swimming pool together. Boxer wrote, adding that the same goes for Germans. So, Melody, not only should they be here, if you got another bedroom, they should share that bedroom. You should share with that bedroom with them and take care of them and feed them and read the letters to them and take them out in the ocean swimming and integrate them into the society. I mean, just because you got to feed them, clothe them, house them, that's what's wrong with you? Aren't you generous enough to do that? That's the way of thinking. That is called a welfare mentality. And that's what that is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, yeah, and we see it so much over here. They think, well, you know, why don't we deserve? You'll see a group saying, well, why don't we deserve this? Don't you want me to have something? It's like, well, yeah, you can have whatever you want, but, you know, get out and work for it like everybody else.
Yeah, how about doing like I did? Go get a job.
Go get a job. And if one job's not enough, work two. It depends on what you want. And and they use the basic, our basic needs like health care and so forth. It's used for so much more than, again, it's the pitting against one another and the welfare mind. And if we were so well off financially as a country, we wouldn't have these problems. Because everybody would be able to purchase what they needed because their dollars would have value. And well, they'd be able to purchase what they needed, but not anymore. And ever since they created the Federal Reserve, they created the welfare for this country.
They certainly did. Oh, well, time already. I'm not done.
Well, you'll just have to come back.
I reckon.
Yes, you'll just have to come back. And we'll have to come back tomorrow. We have Wendy Wilson for the first segment of the program tomorrow. And we have a surprise interview tomorrow with James Corbett. So make sure you tune in tomorrow afternoon. And until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.